Hello, hello, hello. This is Jacqueline Tiola Adam, and we have a special show today. This show is normally our Brothers Keepers show with Real Talk with Brothers Keepers. And you heard their intro, which is Libations 2, from their sophomore CD, The Reeducation of the Negro. But they have shared their time with me today so that I can share with you and other artists about distribution. This show was called Got Distribution. And we're basically talking about distributing your projects cost effectively and doing it the right way. The bottom line is, if you take all the time and invest into creating a project, and you are only selling the project when you do shows, you are limiting it so much. And the purpose of your art is not just to stay with you. You need to get it out. And you're really limiting yourself. If you invested the money into doing a project, you should invest money into distributing it. But I know there are a lot of different things you hear, and sometimes the fee just seems astronomical. And you're not sure what's the best route, who's the best person to go with. And so we're here to, well, I've discovered a couple wonderful avenues that are very focused on most of the target audience that we deal with here at Master Griot Radio. And this program is presented by the Black Business Space Value Tour Adopt an Artist campaign. It is the first of the Adopt an Artist Development Series. So they will be distributing a series of information and different seminars to support the artist, the independent artist, into doing business and doing it well. So that's exactly where we are at this time. And this is, we're doing a radio show as well as doing a webinar. So I'm working up here, doing my best to get this webinar started. So it should have been started 4 minutes ago, so I'm just trying to figure out how do I get it started. And it's made life a little complicated for me, but I'm going to go back in here and start this. So if anyone is out there on a webinar, we're getting that up and running. And I did check the conference call. No one was in, so I came off of it. But we will pull up the conference call in a moment. And right now we're pulling up the switchboard here on Blog Talk. So we're doing it both ways just simply because we're only so many people we can get on a webinar. So we didn't want to limit people if they actually wanted to chime in or anything. Now, if you'd like to call in, you can call in to 646-716-7994. Again, we're talking about distribution. And the reason why we chose this topic first, other than we, you know, been fortunate to find some good opportunities, but there are so many spoken word artists that they do their CD and they just sell it whenever they do shows. And that is just, it just doesn't make sense. So if we really want to progress in the spoken word industry, if we really want to progress as independent artists, at the time that the music system is in flux, you have to show that you're willing to invest in yourself, and you have to show some type of business acumen. You know, now is the time more and more, you know, people are coming to the table to make deals as partner. You're partnering with labels and all. It's not like they're doing everything for you, because then that's where you get into the situation where you're crying later because someone's taking advantage of you. But then that's when you leave everything to other people. So you really want to conduct yourself as a business person, and you want to always present your best. So again, as I stated, it's the distribution is really important. You've invested in a project, so it's now to get it out. And the first one we're going to start with is a one-on-one distribution. Now, what's great about one-on-one distribution is that it offers you digital distribution that surpasses CD Baby. Currently, CD Baby offers you a few digital outlets. One-on-one distribution now offers 35 digital outlets. And I will bring up these the various different outlets that they offer in one moment. We're just switching over to the webinar as well. And so you have 35 digital outlets. And then once you upload your project, you also have the opportunity to do ringtones as well. So straight from the door, at the basic plan, at the lowest level of plans, you get to upload your project and sell your digital CD and to sell ringtones. Then you're given 90 days to get 500 points. And once you do that in the 90 days, then you do your retail release. Now, one-on-one distribution has retail outlets throughout not just the United States, but also internationally. Several international outlets, they're licensed in, and they have in-store distributions. So people all over the world can go and purchase your items in the store. So that is something that you definitely want to, make sure that you get with 101. Now, their basic plan starts off as free. So at some level, it definitely has to be affordable to you because it starts off free. And then it moves to, you know, after the free, it moves to the premium. And then you have two options in which to pay for your premium. So you have two options in which you can pay for your premium. And the premium, if you pay for it flat out, it's $499, basically $500. But if you don't have that and you absolutely can't do that, then you can pay it for 1 year with $150 down and $50 a month. Now, you wind up paying $700 for the same service. So, of course, it's cheaper if you do get paid the $500 up front. And then when you pay the $500 up front, there are much more, you get access to more things. Now, you don't get the 35 digital outlets. You don't get that for free. You get your standard outlets when you do the free account. You get three ringtones. You, of course, one-on-one distribution is a distribution center, and you get iTunes when you do free. But, again, they're distributing your work. You're getting it out there, and now you want to begin the process of driving traffic. So that's the other part we're going to be talking about is how do you drive traffic? It doesn't even matter if you have digital outlets and you're on these different places if people are not looking for you and if you're not driving traffic to drive your sales. So that's something that we are going to talk about. So before we go there, we're going to stop and we're going to just we have caller on in line, and we're going to bring our caller on, and then after we bring our caller on in line, we are going to let our caller talk, and then I will bring on the, the conference call. So who's on the line here at 901 out of Memphis?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, doing just fine. It's Jamalo with Brothers Keeper.
Hi, Jamalo, how are you, sir?
Yeah, all right. Trying to maintain and make it happen. That's about it. How about you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
It's great. What, do you want to share anything with the audience while I go and bring in this conference number?
Oh, well, I was just wondering what are the advantages and disadvantages versus this service and seeing baby.
Okay. Well, first, well, the first advantage is, especially if you get your premium, you get 35 digital outlets, which CD Baby doesn't offer you. And then after 90 days, you get your retail. You get in-store distribution, which CD Baby doesn't offer you, and it's international. The other biggest advantage for us in this community is one-on-one distribution is a black-owned company.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
So now we're creating a vertical paradigm. Because we're moving from concept to through retail consumption and black ownership. You as the artist, you came up with the concept, you did your project, and now and you're using a black-owned business as a distribution point. And from that point, then it goes to retail. So that is an excellent vertical paradigm, and that is definitely what we're working to do. And what I really would like to say, I didn't choose this company because it was black-owned because I didn't know. I really just, I chose to work with this company because it offered, the offering was good, and they do good business. Because sometimes it's like, well, if I can't find a black-owned company that can do things well, if I can save money and get something done well, then I have more money to recycle back into my community. And so while I was looking for a black distributor, I could not find one that had a real valuable package. This company was referred to me, and I had been working with this company, and I just happened to get in touch with one of their management people. And when they heard about the Black Business Space Value Tour, they happened to say, this is a black-owned company. So that was just definitely the plus. So it's like it's definite that, we make this marriage, we use this venue, this format. And while a lot of people may not have heard of them, don't think that they're obscure. Lil Wayne, Soulja Boy, all the major artists, country, not just hip-hop, rock artists, country artists, all major artists are distributing through 101. So it's not as if it's this obscure place, but it's growing, which is ideal for us because you still can make a mark over there. You still get to get noticed over there, and you're with a growing company. So as they grow and emerge and get better, so do we. And then another thing, see, they have encompassed things that other people are doing sparsely. But they have also, if you need hard copies, they will print them up for you. Again, that's another savings. You don't have to go out necessarily and buy 1,000 CDs, send them into them for them to sell. You don't have to go get them printed up and give it to them for them to put into the store.
And that comes with the $500 package?
Yeah, the $500 package, you get everything. You get everything with the $500 package. And they when they're ready to go into the store, they made a deal with another company because they've done so much business. They get really good deals as far as, on replication. And they do no markup, and they pass that same deal directly on to the artist. And so, it saves you in shipping because you don't have to have something shipped to you and then send it back to them. And then if you want to order some for yourself, they'll just give you access, and you can just order directly if that's what you choose to do.
Because
you may still need some, some in your hand. You definitely still always want to have some to walk off.
Right.
But you can still get started with your distribution and get your retail and get them pressed up as you need. And then they also do merchandising. So they do T-shirts and hoodies and different things. Now, also with your premium package, you get 100% of your royalties.
Okay.
Yes. When you do the premium, you get 100%. And then they have marketing programs that helps drive traffic, to your project. And they do some promotions and release around it. So
something like beautiful.
Yeah. So we don't get that type of opportunity that often, so it's a good thing. And now what I'm gonna do, we are speaking with Jamalo, one half of Brothers Keepers. So since we're on here, we're talking about artists, and Brothers Keepers have produced two projects so far. And so they know about it. They invest. They do their production is done very well, their imaging and everything. They do a great job on. And you do have to invest in yourself, but you can still find ways and good people who will do good job and different things for you. And can still find a way you can get good quality for a reasonable price. You don't always have to pay, you know, crazy prices. So that's what we do want to bring to you. Of course, opportunities to do things, you know, at more reasonable cost. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put on your Huru, Jamalo, and then I'm going to go over here and see if I can bring up this conference call. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we are back. This is Master Griot Radio, and today we're talking about distribution. And we were speaking on one-on-one distribution, which is a service that we will start using with the Master Griot Project, the Black Business Space Value Tour. And I'm working to get all the artists to get themselves up on one-on-one distribution. There are also two other services, and we're going to come back to one-on-one if we have more people with questions. And I need to close out some of these windows that I'm working on so I can get to things easier. Right now, we do have on the line another service. And this service is my newsletter builder. Now, what works for my newsletter builders, especially when you're distributing music, my newsletter builder is a service that is an e-blast service. So that is a service that all artists and businesses should use. Email marketing is one of the best ways to market. It allows you to develop a personal relationship with your target audience. You can send them messages and different things. And there are all types of email programs out there. And they have different costs and different things. Now, my newsletter builders is not the cheapest. But if you want to be able to put a music player in your email newsletter and that does not pull from the bandwidth for your website, then this is what you want to look at, especially DJs. They do these mixtapes and all of this music. And the thing about it, if they put the player actually in there, you know, the music is housed somewhere. You know how, like, we call image hosting or on MySpace, all those hosting company places, they host your music or they host your image. And then all of a sudden you can tell when the image is gone because it's no longer hosted and you have a blank space. Somebody's hosting that. If you're hosting it on your own website, it pulls from your website and it's pulling bandwidth, which could generally make you wind up having to pay more for your website to increase the bandwidth, or it could cause your website to go down when you run out of bandwidth. So what's really great about my newsletter builder is that's one of the key points is you can do a customized player, and when you do this player, you're actually on another network. So, again, you're promoting yourself again, but you can customize the player, give it your own look and feel, put it inside your email blast. People can open it up in a separate window. So even if they're finished reading your newsletter, your player can still be open, and they can still continue to listen to it. But none of that will pull from your bandwidth. It's all on the company server. And they have various different price ranges, so it's still affordable. And they all offer multiple services and offerings that really give you a conglomerate of things. So I'm going to bring on Tim Steller from my newsletter builder, and he's going to talk to us about my newsletter. And then we're going to come back later, and we're going to actually talk about marketing strategies. After we went over, you know, all of these companies, then we're going to talk about strategies, how we use these things strategically. Because you can just have them, but a lot of people have things, they pay for them, but they're not using them in the best manner. So how can we be most strategic to drive as much traffic, to get new audiences off of these networks, and then, you know, thereby increase our income and increase the message getting out to the people you wanted to get out to, okay? So I'm going to bring on Tim Steller from My Newsletter Builder. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate you getting me in here. So I was listening to everything you said, and you're really right on target with what you mentioned about being able to put out large releases to people and get the music out there and the images out, even video, without pulling anything from your own website's hosting. You know, you're not sucking any bandwidth. It's all coming from us. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned kind of close to the beginning of your description of the service, the price point. And really most of the folks that are using us, the DJs that are using us, aren't spending more than a few dollars a month. You know, you can spend $25 a month and send out to upwards of 2,500 users as often as you need to with our program.
Yes. Go.
There?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, there was another call. Well, go ahead.
Okay. I thought I lost you there for a minute. But you know, really, the best thing to do, and I'd like to offer this to anybody that's interested, is to come in and talk to me. Give me a call, and let me walk you through the program for a minute. And I'll show you some examples. You know, your example is a good one, really, the one that you sent out from our system most recently. Hang on just one second. I'll see if I can find
it. That was a blast that I sent out on one of our artists at the Black Business Space Value Tour, and that's Hezekiah.
Right.
is a raucous artist, and he's a phenomenal hip-hop artist. He's been described by the industry as soul music with a hip-hop heart. He infuses real music. When he does his live show, he comes with two horn players. He comes with a two-piece horn section, DJ Static, and himself. So it's real organic. He says he's not a conscious artist, but he just has something to say.
Yeah, I think he's a conscious artist. do you have a way for me to send you a copy of that, or can you throw that up on your screen for people to look at?
Okay. I'm going to work on that. So I'm going to work on throwing this up on the screen.
I've got the newsletter right here if you want me to send it to you. Hang on.
Okay, well, I know how to get to it, and I should be actually, we have a new person in the, over here on the webinar, and I'd like to say hello, how are you, and, you know, introduce yourself. And I really should be able to pass the wand to you, Tim, but I'm new at this, everyone. But again, this is another service. We're just showing you. This is called DimDim, and they have a free actually webinar service. So it's, again, it's another way. It's dimdim.com, but it's another way that we can do business effectively, you know, that's cost effective. Now, when you do it free, it is, again, a less number of people, and that's why we also did the blog talk, because everyone can't get on at once. But again, if that's, you know, starting off, it gives you opportunities to present. Now, I should be able to bring up a web page. So maybe do you have the URL for that, Tim?
The URL for your newsletter is really long, but give me just one
second. Just give it to me, and I can type it in.
I'll actually email it to you. Hang on just one second.
Okay. So we're going to bring that up so everybody that's in the webinar, what we're doing, we're bringing up well, what I'm going to do right now while I'm here, I'm going to HTTP, and I'm going to www.mynewsbilder.com. So I'm going to go there. Now, if you want to join us on a webinar, you can go to dimdim.com, and you click on Join Meeting. They're going to ask you the room. The room is Purple Fandom. So you just type in a room name, and I think you type in your name, and that should get you inside the newsletter. So now I brought up my newsletter builder. So if you're in here in the webinar with us, my newsletter builder is on screen right now. And then so what I'm going to do, I'm going to log in, and so I'm going to log in to the Purple Fandom Room.
There we go.
And then I'm logging into the account now. Because I can actually bring up the web page. So do you see it, Tim?
Yeah, I see it right here in front of me. And actually, let's go to the examples page, if you would.
Alrighty. For some reason, they say wasn't able to process my request.
Hang on just one second. I can actually do it from this side, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. And I'm gonna take you to our music industry templates, which, you know, for what we're trying to do with the group here, this is a pretty good page to get into. And it looks like you've got control of the page.
Okay. So let me see if I can switch control, which I should be able to do. Alrighty, let me see. Invite, set display names. Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty, I have to move. Okay. I just have to remove the recorder so I can actually see you guys. Now, both of you have the same number, so I'm not sure who's who. Everyone is.
Yeah,
no, y'all didn't type in a name, so I don't know who's who.
Everybody's coming in the same.
Okay. Alrighty, I'm gonna make a person a presenter. Is this you, Tim? Are you the presenter now?
No.
Alrighty, I'm going to try it one more time. So,
okay.
Sorry, you guys, for having these lulls in here.
No worries.
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, they put the
okay.
broadcaster
yeah.
in front
there
of everyone.
I've got it. I've got
you
it
have
now.
It now? Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So while you go on, Tim, I'm going to... I'm going to click over for one moment, so you go ahead and take control.
Okay. I'm going to the music industry examples page here. These are just, you know, just something to give you an idea of what people are doing with our system in the industry. Let me pull up this one here. This is Kim Ellis from KE Consulting in Atlanta. She's been actually with us for a while, and this newsletter in particular.
Okay, so do you have it, Tim?
Yeah. Do you see the KE Consulting email on your screen?
No, I don't see any email.
Well,
I just see the my newsletter builder is that's what's up. My newsletterbuilder.com.
And is the music page up, the music industry page?
Mm-mm. If you give me the URL, because you can enter in any URL. So do you have control? Let me see. Let me make sure. Okay. Do you have control now, Tim?
Well, I can.
Okay, because I just gave somebody control.
Yes.
Do you...
yes.
Okay, now you go ahead.
Yeah, hang on
okay.
just 1 second.
All right. Alrighty. Okay, so the other person that's sharing it with us, can you share your name as well? I know you're listening in. Can you share who you are?
There we go. Can you see that? Can you see my newsletterbuilder.com and,
yes.
and me bouncing around
mm-hmm.
here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to click on the examples page right now.
Mhm.
And I'm going to go down to our music industry examples.
Okay.
And of course, you know, this is going to work for anybody, for spoken word artists for
any recording artist.
Anybody who's recording. Well, I tried to go down there. It wouldn't let me do it. I'm not sure if it's the... Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's not... It's for some reason... Oh, there it is.
I'm seeing it. I saw the examples and everything.
Yeah, but it's
okay.
Not giving me... Hang on. I think it's still loading.
Okay. I just saw my webinar and everything.
Okay, computer. Yeah, for some reason it's not allowing me to do it through this website in particular, through DimDim. I don't know why.
Okay, so.
But listen, try.
I see the page because it goes there, but then it doesn't.
And then it's not going where it needs to, and you see
keeps
in the URL.
Jumping around.
If you want to click on that examples page and then go to the music screen yourself and see if you can make it work, then we can go through it that way.
Okay, let me see if I can. I'm gonna take control back. Okay, so we're just uploading the URL. We're here. We don't mean to have the dead space. But what we may do, I may play some spoken word or some music while we're actually doing this. What I need you, Tim, to do, give me the URL. I thought I could copy it, but it didn't copy.
Okay, no problem.
So go ahead, give me the URL. I know it's my newsletter builder, so
yeah,
I have that.
It's mynewsletterbuilder.com /examples.
Okay, one moment. Left the E out. I'm not saying my left the Y out. Okay, /examples, EXAMPLES.
.php.
Okay.
And then you're going to want to scroll down to the music tab,
okay.
and click on that, and it'll take you to the page you want to go to.
Okay. So I am there. So. Okay. It'll take a moment. So while we're waiting on this, we'll just put on commercial. This is one of our sponsors, Exodus International. They are one of our foundation sponsors. The Exodus is one of the sponsors that help make the Black Business Space Value Tour possible.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Dion, I have imparted for you a witty and much-needed gift, an invention that you shall go forth, and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. So lock it down.
Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down.
Okay, I'm scrolling down. Okay, maybe I didn't go down far enough. Okay. I see I didn't go down far enough. Give me 1 minute, Tim. I'm going to bring you back on to the radio. So I had to scroll down further, Tim. Tim? Okay, alrighty. We're here at the music. Okay. Okay, so, Tim, can you hear me? Now I can't hear you.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Yeah, it's not working for, I don't think it's working for you either.
Well, it came up to a new window. It has music marketing. It says view more. I clicked on music. It says view more.
Right.
And now it says music marketing, e-marketing tips, enterprise. You know,
right,
with my webinar, grow your list.
That's not the page, actually. Scroll back up and go to the. Hang on, just 1 second.
I'm gonna see if I can log in, because then I can at least bring up. Is that what you wanted me to bring mine up?
Well, if you want to bring yours up too, that'd be great. Let's go ahead and try that.
I'm trying to see if I can log in. Oh geez. Oh, I know. That was logging in the wrong thing. I was logging in for here. Okay, my newsletter builder. Okay. Alrighty. I have so many logins. That's what I was doing wrong before. Okay. I was logging in for the webinar. I was doing that login. They say they're not able to process my request. I know it's a direct URL to it. It's just, it easily comes up. And, well, maybe we can just go ahead and, if you go ahead and explain it and talk about things while, and I'll see if I can find the link in the URL. You said you had emailed me?
I did. I sent you a link to your newsletter via email. So if you wanted to pull that up and put it up on the screen, then you'd be all set.
Okay. Well, so you go ahead and talk about the service while we do that, so we can move on, and I'll check that out.
Okay. Well, the service itself is a newsletter tool, but at the same time you're able to manage your lists. We've got a way for you to pull hard and soft bounces off of the program automatically. We'll be able to show you who's opening your email. So if you're promoting to radio stations or media outlets and that kind of thing, then this can be really helpful in helping you figure out who you need to contact next. If you click into your reports and you see that some cat in California has opened your email 3 or 4 times and keeps clicking on that same link over and over again, it would indicate that either he's looking at it himself over and over again, or he sent it off to a bunch of people and a lot of people are looking at it. And, that kind of information would indicate that's the kind of guy that you want to connect with. You know, you want to make that phone call. Beyond that, really, the newsletter tool itself integrates with with the music programs that we have, so you can build a player in our system. You can customize it to the look and feel that you like, and it'll launch right from the newsletter. And you can have really as much music on there as you need to. You can have hours and hours worth of music. I've actually got a client who's working on upwards of 24 hours worth of content in their player right now.
Wow.
In different categories, and it's part of the service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to see if I have so many different emails. I'm trying to see if I had that. I know I sent out to people that link to it directly. And I actually did an online search. Alrighty. So now, can you talk about some of the other, the whole network of things that you have? Because, like, when you do the player, you don't do the player right there on my newsletter builder. You have to go to Jukebox Alive, right?
Jukeboxalive.com is where you go to upload your music and create your player. But that site itself will allow you to build a player that you can push into your own website. So if you want to be able to have a web page that's away from, you know, your typical social networking sites, then you can, and you can use the Jukebox tool to have music streaming from your website rather than having to rely on a MySpace player or, you know, QuickTime or something like that. And, you know, the way our players work, they'll launch by themselves as a standalone window. So people can turn your player on and then even leave your website. And if they hear something they like on the player, then they can turn around, open it back up, and click on the player, and it'll take you back to whatever page the user wants you to go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I see there's more up there. I just haven't gotten a chance to engage everything, but what else is up there? I mean, there are, like, different things to engage. I'm still learning it myself. Like, I was able to, like, the page that I'm looking for, just to let everybody know, I was able to publish the my blast. So it's available out there online. There's a URL just to the blast, and I was able to publish it. And then there's a, like, I have a publishing page. So you go there, and on that page you can see it's the RSS feed. So all the blasts that I do are on this one page. And then each blast has its own URL.
And then, you know, the nice thing about that publishing thing is that it'll draw traffic back to your own website. So if you're trying to pull traffic to your MySpace page, or to, you know, if you've got your own URL, then it works for that as well, and it behaves just like a regular web page does.
So what it's good for is even after you send a blast, like, because you send a blast to specific people, but now you have a URL, and if you meet someone, you can attach it, or if you just want to, like, after I sent the blast out, I did another call to the community to see, you know, how can you support Hezekiah? Can you book him? Can you ask specific questions to our community, what they can do to support him? And I put a link to the blast. So therefore, if they want to tell somebody and forward it, if they didn't save the one that they got before, I'm sending it at a later time, now they can still access it. And so, again, that's important in the marketing. When you say, okay, this sounds like a lot of stuff, okay, but this is very important in your marketing to be able, people learn through repetition. You know, people don't buy from whom or what they don't know. So when you're able to consistently access something over again and to get it out, after people have seen it a couple times and all, they're more open to the message, and they're going to read it differently by the third time.
That's right.
They're going to be more open. Something's going to click to them about something that they can do, a way they can help, or they probably will move to some type of action. So these things are very important when you are, you're just very important. Now, Tim, I need to ask you, what email did you send it to? Because I have one email for the account, but then I have another email that I probably emailed you from. I only have about 20 emails. So do you know what email you sent to me on?
Give me just 1 second. I'll tell you. Here, let's try that again. Hang on. I'm resending it. I'm sending it to info@bbsvaluetour.com.
Okay. So let me go to your house and total another place. So, you know, all artists, you all are creative people. They're extremely creative. And so something that allows you to be just as creative as you are is very important. Allows your creativity, allows your diversity, or if you're not the person who's a good designer or something, still will allow you to be able to create something that looks good. So when I show you mine, you'll understand what I mean, because I am not the designer. But it still allowed me to create something that looked good. And so for me, that's a good thing, because I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. I'm not one who knows how to design. And to be honest, I hate doing blasts myself. You know, I prefer to pay someone else to do it, but I have so many to do, I need to get them out. And so it allows me, someone that's not really good at this, to still be able to do it. And then that way I can focus my other blasts on some other things, but I can do these items since I'm working more directly with the artist. And I really want to monitor, you know, who goes out to and everything. So this is something I'm taking on for myself, but it allows me to be able to do something and look good. And then I allow my other people, other services to do other things for me. But being that I actually want to monitor activity. And so tell about the tracking. That's another important thing.
The tracking is going to tell you who's opening your newsletters, specifically who's opening your newsletters and what they're clicking on when they open those newsletters. So, like I said, if you're trying to gauge the response of a particular event that you have coming up, and you want to, you know, kind of get a feel for the kind of crowd to expect, then it's good for that. If you're targeting people and want to be able to make the phone calls to the folks that are actually paying attention to you when you send out an email, then that's a good thing too. If you've got that contact information to be able to say that, you know, Leo at Sound of Art opened your email and clicked through on your link, well, you give him a call and check in to make sure that maybe he's got questions. Try to book something, you know, or to start a conversation based on what people are doing in your newsletters. And we can tell you all of that stuff. Our system will give you everything you need to know about what people are doing with your newsletters.
Okay. For some reason, I cannot bring it up. I don't know if I can see if I can bring up my computer screen. That's the only other way I can do it. Okay, I need to install something. I thought it was installed in here. So, we're not going to quite be able to do it. But as everyone can see here, and I still will bring up the examples, these are just, you know, any examples. You can see some really nice styles of these newsletters. And a lot of people offer them. The core thing is, if you're just talking about really being strategic, why this service over other? One, the ability to be able to distribute your music without it taking a toll, to be able to distribute it without you hosting it somewhere, and then all of a sudden it's gone and somebody comes and see it, you know, it's a gap. Because what that means is that you took up too much bandwidth. All of those hosts and services will only allow you so much. As you get so much hits and things, they take it away. And so you need to either host your own, but then that's going to wear on your site. You know, because I can host a lot of files, but that is taking up my bandwidth. So if I can take and use my bandwidth and my storage for pages and other things, and I don't have to store my music on there, that's better for me. definitely standalone players, because, you know, those are viral widgets that you can put anywhere. The other key thing is the reporting. It's phenomenal reporting. And this reporting means everything, and reporting can turn to money. If you know what your people are doing, who's opening what, you know, who's unsubscribing, you can, you know, reach out and find out why. You know who clicked through what. Just say it with Hezekiah. The people who clicked through, I found out that two of my music pieces weren't good, that the music didn't actually play. So now I was able to go back to the people who clicked on and say, I apologize, and here's a good MP3. These were DJs. I needed to do that. Also, when it comes to when you are getting sponsorship or asking someone to advertise, if you are really getting good feedbacks and a whole lot of click-throughs, then that can turn to money. You can say, when you advertise, what I can provide you with are leads. You can provide your advertiser with leads, emails of the people who click through to them. And then they get the opportunity to introduce themselves to see if they would allow them to put them on their list, because they still had to get the permission, but to introduce themselves and to then develop a relationship with that target audience. And so that's money. So you always want very detailed reporting. And I've seen a lot of different services and a lot of different levels of reporting. This is one of the best levels of reporting I've seen, because you, when someone unsubscribes, you get that in your email too. And when someone subscribes, you also get that in your email. You don't just, I don't just have to go in my newsletter builder to find out who's done, if someone's unsubscribed or subscribed. So now you have the opportunity to respond, you know, accordingly. If someone subscribed, now you can go right back and thank them. This is that relationship building. And so this is what's very key. So when I choose things and when I bring them to the table, it's for very specific reasons. You know why my newsletter builder is over Constant Contact. First, I feel my newsletter builder is a little bit more cost effective than Constant Contact. Constant Contact may seem like it starts off cheap, but as soon as you get several people on, it becomes expensive. And again, it's not going to do for you. None of them are going to do for you music-wise. So if you want to distribute your music, if you want people to be able to play and hear your music, if you want to market yourself through your music, if you are a visual artist, and we're talking about imagery, because there's something else we want to talk about, the marketing strategies, collabs. So if you're talking about your images and all, you know what it takes to host those images. And you get to distribute these things, and again, in a manner that somebody can't jack your stuff. It's on the player, so they can't extrapolate the MP3, and they can't extrapolate the image. So it's protected in your distribution, but the people do get to experience and engage you. And you can be strategic on what music you choose to put on, you know, how you choose to do it. You know, all that, you can, the sky's the limit. The key thing, these are just some key things that you want to look at. And how many people have you received an email from that has a player in their email, and then you can click on it and it stands alone? You can almost say about none. So we're talking about something fairly new, which gives you an edge over everyone else. You're at the beginning, so now you get to stand out, and your presentation gets to stand out. So, you know, presentation is really important. So these are the reasons why I said about newsletter builder. And believe me, they have a whole network of other stuff that you're accessible to once you belong there, not just the Jukebox Alive. And that has a whole lot of things. And they have the publishing. They got the Eve Newsstand Online. But these are, it's a network. It's called the JBA Network. So when you sign up with my newsletter builder, you become a part of a whole network, and you get to use these tools. So, you know, you take one thing, you do one thing at a time. So, Tim, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I'm gonna jump off, but I'm gonna I'm going to fire my contact information here, and I'm in the office in the morning by, 9 o'clock at the latest. I'm up by 5, so I'm going to go hit the sack here in a minute. But my phone line is right there. My email address is right there. If the third attendee,
we're also on Blog Talk Radio, so there are other people listening in.
Well,
and
we even had
other callers. So we're on, I'm going to do, I'm going to open up the Blog Talk room as well.
Okay.
And I will call out your email. Tim's email is Tim, T-I-M, at J as in Jackie, B as in boy, A as in author, network, jbanetwork.com. And then you can reach him at 828-232-0016. Again, that number is 838-232-0016, and that's extension 202. So we're going to go right now. I want to thank you so much, Tim.
Sure thing.
And we also want to let you know you can now, are there any referral programs, Tim?
You know, if somebody wants to call and mention you or Purple Fandom or anything that you're associated with, I'll give some discounts.
Okay.
On the service. So.
All right. So see, that's something special for you guys. So if you want to mention, you get to say Purple Fandom, or you get to say Got Distribution.
Right.
Just say either Purple Fandom or Got Distribution. I heard this on Got Distribution.
Right.
And you get to an exclusive discount, and so you just want to you can do that, which is we're very grateful for, and we're out here, just about building business. So I want to thank you so much, Tim, and then we're going to go to another piece from one of our artists. But since we're here taking up Brothers Keeper's time, I think. I'm going to play another one of their pieces. This is one of my favorite pieces they have called Peace Be Still, because it talks about a story from a male perspective that we're just not used to hearing. And again, they bring in the spoken word and music, and it just shows the awesomeness and diversity of our artists. So we're going to put on Peace Be Still by Brothers Keepers. This is from their second CD, The Reeducation of the Negro.
Now, y'all, you know what I mean? Giving them a hand as they come. Come on, let us keep it.
Sometimes we move too much, and we wonder why our life is so messed up. Here's the reason why.
My new life now deferred. I contemplate the reversal. Standing stifled and bewildered, I contemplated within myself. I bickered within myself. I'm tortured within myself. Me now being the recipient of my own past iniquity, karma. Here I stand in quicksand, stifled and bewildered, in conflict with myself, hating myself, despising the current me. No longer cunning and criminal-minded, I now scrap at the bottom of the barrel, emotionally, financially, even spiritually. Upon receiving the title of father, a cycle of 360 degrees involuntarily took place within me. No more pimping, no more swinging, limited drinking, limited hanging. Work, baby, and home is all that I know. Purposing in my heart to do good, but other than my baby, no good will come to me. A single married father. alone. Bickering within myself, doubting myself, accepting the fact that my present hideous life was only repercussions of my former life. No good will ever come from a cat like me, therefore no good will ever happen to a cat like me. With my past wide open, I began to trust that I'm just cursed. Married but alone and perked with adultery I flirt, but due to my baby I won't. Wondering why women who don't even know me love me and my wife who don't. A married, single father. Alone. Contemplating every verse. Standing in the middle of the street with the flat tire. No spare, no cell phone. Too many miles from home. Walking to the gas station to use the payphone to call home. Once again, wifey has rejected me. So back on my feet, I won't. Feet being the hot tar. Back to my cypher car. My brain far from reality.
Okay, what you're hearing, if you can hear, I'm not sure how well you can hear it, but if you're in a webinar, we just went to movementtunes.com, and we're going to talk about them. And this is poetry, Step Into Our World. And this song really should be a hit. I mean, we got to really have to start pushing our song. You know, that song is a hot song, and I've heard some really, you know, hot songs. So, this is movementtunes.com. So I'm sorry, it was just playing on a player. But if you go to movementtunes, movementtunes.com, that's movementtunes.com. This is another distributor, and this was created by poet Brother Haru. Now, Haru is not able to be here because on Tuesdays he's already on his weekly show that comes on at 9 p.m. Harambe Radio. But this is Movement Tunes, and this one is also a black-owned distribution. Now, this is just a single-site distribution, but what's good about it is digital distribution with a target audience. Again, we're talking about the marketing. The target audience with Movement Tunes, this is for the number one source for positive culture music downloading. So it's not any kind of music up here. You're not going to hear the Soulja Boys and all of this. This is positive culture. So it's a specific type of music and type of culture and all that you hear when you come over to Movement Tunes. So it's a place for your genre of music. So you want to be in every place, but if you can be in a specific place that's geared towards your genre, so when you know that everyone that comes there, that's what the type of music that they're looking for, then that's a place that you want to be. So this is movementtunes.com. They have, you know, a standard agreement, and so I'm going to bring on Brother Jamalo again. He's like my co-host, so I don't have to keep just talking, but hold on. I'm going to bring him on. Hey, Jamalo.
Hey, this is Ayele. How are you?
Hey, Ayele. Okay, I had Jamalo. Now you here. Cool. Well, we've been talking. We have went through 101 distribution, which was the major one, and this is full distribution. It gives you 35 digital outlets. Plus, it gives you in-store retail distribution across the world. They have not just in the United States, but also internationally licensed in-store retail stores that they have. So you will be placed in all of those stores.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were speaking with My Newsletter Builder. Now, 101 Distribution is a black-owned business. My Newsletter Builder, that's not black-owned. but it's still a good service. So we can, you know, save money and then be strategic and really get our everything out there. Then that means we're making money, and now we have money to go support our people. Because
mm-hmm.
you need money
yes,
in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so, but it's a great newsletter service, and the main thing, one of the core things, is one that you can house as much music as you want there. Put it inside of your email, and it can open up as a standalone player, but none of it is put on your server. It's all housed on your server.
Mm.
So it pulls no bandwidth from you.
Okay.
So I don't care if this is a two-hour mixtape by a DJ or whatever, however long you want. They said one person is right now working on 24-hour play for their player.
Mm.
So.
Whoa, 24 yeah. hours.
Mm-hmm. And you get to customize your player. So, you know, if you want to start your radio station or if you are a radio station and you want to be able to stream it, what you do, you know, you send out your blast, you send out your player, you can post your player on, since it's standalone, you can post it on any website, any web page, any place. You can, you know, it's viral, so you can post it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's hosted, they host it on their servers, so it's not pulling any bandwidth from you. You get the opportunity to customize the player so you can brand it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
for your look.
Okay.
And then they actually have a network. It's all part of what they call JBA Network. And so it's so many other things there. But the other key thing is they have some of the best reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Reporting is everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you're doing, you want to know, who opened this up? You know how you
mm-hmm.
send out emails? You have no idea if anybody got it, if they read it. When you have reporting on your e-blast, you'll know how many people went out to, how many emails bounced. So all them bouncing
mm-hmm.
emails you can get rid of, so you're not paying for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then people that unsubscribe, you know, people who unsubscribe. People may subscribe, you'll find out those people. And when people click on a link that you have in your newsletter, you know who those people are.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will even email you when people subscribe and unsubscribe. You also get that in your email. So they have top-notch reporting. Now, there are several ones that give you the standard reporting. I mean, I wouldn't go with any service that don't give you that kind of reporting. If you're paying for service, you should get the reporting because that's what helps you know. But then again, like I said, being strategic, when you know the habits and if you're getting good response and good click-through rates, then you can go to say, well, why don't you advertise in my newsletter? I get so many people, these people in your market, and if you advertise, I'll also provide you with leads. You monetize that. You know what I'm saying? You monetize that. And then you gear yourself toward the behavior of your people. And when people subscribe, you can, you know, since you get it in your email, then you can just respond right back to them and say, thank you for subscribing.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you in that relationship building. The more you develop a relationship with your audience, the better in tune they are with you. So if it's just somebody on your email list, the more you start to interact, the better chance that they'll eventually buy something. So
what are the international markets like?
Okay. For 101, I'm going to have to go to 101.
Okay.
So while I'm going to 101, what I'm doing, a recap here, because we're on Movement Tunes.
Okay.
Now, Movement Tunes is another black owned, and do you know poet Brother Haru?
Yes. I think we're already on Movement Tunes.
Yeah. So Movement Tunes, and like I said, the big thing about Movement Tunes is that it's simply that it allows for a target audience. When you're
mm-hmm.
on Movement Tunes, this is about people being positive, you know, who are looking for positive music
mm-hmm.
and cultural music. So you know that you're hitting your target audience, if that's your target
mm-hmm.
audience. If that's your target
mm-hmm.
audience, you know you're hitting it with Movement Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am hooking up Haru with the execs over at 101. So
okay.
they can add Movement Tunes to their 35 digital outlets, and they can be the 36th one.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, and then that helps Brother Haru grow his artist base because the positive artists that may already be in there may now want to be on Movement Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we support one another on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to I'm going to go in here to one-on-one distribution. I'm going to bring up as much as I can. I was hoping they could be here because they did tell me the markets that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
But
because some, you know, sometimes, as, especially as cultural artists, sometimes you really are minimizing yourself if you cannot get into those international markets.
Definitely. We really are. You know, some of the biggest, like Germany is one of the biggest buyers of spoken word.
Exactly. Exactly. And we were trying, you know, trying to get into that market because, you know, I know so many artists that do travel abroad and make, you know, and do quite well, you know, outside of the United States because of whatever political, you know, affiliations they may have in the United States to keep them from doing what it is that they want to do. Once they get outside on the open market where the minds of the people are on a different level, then, you know, you're able to, you know, further your craft and your art, you know, once you hit that international circuit.
Okay, great. Now, I'm not sure. Now, I may be doing a disservice to the people in the room. If you can, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put this number up again. If you can call in, the 646-716-7994, because the conference number is not working well. So if you could, I think the person, they actually left, and I do apologize. They probably could not hear. I'm assuming that they could have heard, but they couldn't hear at that time. But I just wanted, if you could call in to, anyone comes back into the webinar, if you could call in at 646-716-7994, and that way we can hear. Because when I call the conference number, it keeps saying no one is there. So, therefore, I can't connect. It's playing this loud music. So, I was hoping I could connect it, but with it playing that music, I can't connect it.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we all can't hear one another. But so we have several people here that are on. So if you're listening, but what Brother Ed was talking about was just that a lot of artists go abroad and do well. So it's really important for us to be able to get into foreign markets, not to just be in the United States. And that's where we will really see some income rise. So these are just some important things that you have to consider why you really want to distribute and why distribution is really going to work for you. And it's not enough just to carry your CDs with you whenever you perform. Because there are, you know, even people who may want to buy your CD when you perform, they may not be able to at that moment, but they shouldn't be limited.
Exactly.
You know, if I can't buy it right now, but if I can go online and get it, or if I can go to a store and get it, why not?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you get your money back. You will get
exactly.
a steady flow. You know, it takes three to six months before you really start seeing things, and that's because it's system-wise. A lot of them do 3 months reporting. So it takes at least like 3 months before you start seeing some money come in, but 3 to 6 months you'll start seeing. But what's really more important is when you do one-on-one distribution, especially if you can do the $500 package, or even if you have to pay for it on time, if you have to pay for it on time and wind up paying $700, but it, you know, if, I'm pretty sure a lot of us can get $150 up. If you can't get $500, you can get $150 together, and then just pay your $50 a month. Yeah, you wind up paying $700, but if that's what works for you, then that's what works for your budget, then go with it. The point is you're getting the full service distribution, which is not just all the distribution, but you're getting marketing. Because it doesn't, if you're in all of these places but you're not driving any traffic anywhere, what good is it? If nobody knows that you're there, what good is it?
Exactly.
So the marketing part of it, and that's where your cost generally comes in. The setup fees are small. Just the cost comes in, the marketing of it, and that's what you want. When you can get a marketing partner on your side, and then you want to be able to drive traffic. So we've talked about one-on-one distribution. That's the kingpin. And that gives you full distribution on your project. Also gives you ringtones. And when you're at premium service, you get, you also, you can sell the digital, you can sell the hard. You can get CDs pressed up from them. They got a great discount where you can get CDs pressed up from them for yourself. They press them up so you don't have to go one place and press them up and then mail them in to them. They do it all. Mm. And then they pass that same discount on to you if you need something to walk off.
Okay.
They also do merchandising, you know, clothing, mugs, all that. They do merchandising. So you get to brand yourself all in one place.
Okay.
And like I said, and everyone else is up there. Like, you know, the Soldier Boys are there.
Mm-hmm.
The what's real exciting is this new, and if you go there now, you'll see it. Kanye West just did a project with Malik Youssef. Now, it wasn't Malik Salam like I thought, but it's Malik Youssef.
Yeah, the guy that was on the Carl Thomas CD. The Streetcar Named Desire type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kanye just did something with him, and they put that project here at 101 Distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really important, and you know, for us to notice and that, you know, they're banding together, we're working together to build our businesses, to support one another. So you're on there with the, you know, the top artists. So, and what's also important, too, is that now you get the opportunity to carve a niche.
Mm-hmm.
You really get an opportunity to carve a niche. But what drives their charts are sales. So we still have to be focused on the sale. You got to work to get your sales in and to get people to buy the sales. And that's the biggest thing on 101. You got 90 days to get 500 points. So you be ready for your retail release.
Mm-hmm.
And that lets them know that, because what it is that, okay, this person, if they can move 500 units in 90 days, this music sells.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, and so now this is your proving ground.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your distribution deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to do with any distribution deal.
Yeah,
if
gotta move
anyone product. Gives you a distribution deal, you don't sit down and think you've made it. The distribution deal just means they put it out there for you. Now you got to get the people to go buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so so that's what it is. And so we're basically, as far as the marketing end,
mm-hmm.
we want to look at doing some collabs. It's time to start coming together as artists. We're independent artists. You get these wonderful visual artists and graphic designers that do this wonderful work. It's time to actually collab. If you're a visual artist out there, if you are a fashion designer, and I want you to start checking out the artists, you know, and find out, okay, you know what, I really like this artist, and I think they're going somewhere. And I'd like you to really join us over at our network at bbsvaluetour.com. We've got some great artists. But you see an artist that you like where they're going, and you like the audience that they draw because you feel that that audience is your audience, well, look at doing a collab with them, especially
mm-hmm.
when they're releasing a project. If you,
mm-hmm.
we do these collabs around the time of a project, that a project is going out, so promotion around a project, promotion around the collab, it's all this big cross-promotional opportunities and reasons to drive it, you know, get attention and to drive sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it works for both parties because
mm-hmm.
if they liking how the person is looking and they're liking the clothes and you're promoting this collab that you've done with this designer, of course they're going to check out the designer as well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a visual artist, you know, look at doing the collabs, look at partnering with artists and, you know, actually when you're doing a project and as a marketing project. So you look
mm-hmm.
at partnering with an artist that's not your competition, but that complements what you do. So
mm-hmm.
tag teaming. But
exactly.
We really have to really work to get to the forefront because you're competing. Now, the one thing about these hip-hop artists, and even especially a lot of them aren't good, but the difference is that they are accustomed to investing in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They will put out all this money, and they can't rap a lick. They don't got nothing to say. But they'll look good, they'll get the distribution, and they wind up getting the attention. So we had to be creative and find a way to get the attention of the people, to get noticed, and to, you know, to target our audience and to get our sales and to really reach out. You know, we got to get our numbers up. We got to reach out to a lot of people just, you know, to get the few in. So we want to get up our numbers. We want to be creative. And we want to work with services that work in tandem. And so the last one that I bring up is Black Business Builders. Now, Black Business Builders is a Recycle Black Dollars program, period. So first reason why everybody should be a Black Business Builder, because you should. You should have no issue paying $14 a month to support another black business. But while you're doing that, you get a whole lot for yourself that's worth, like, literally 50 times more than $14, and that's no exaggeration. But what you get, it's about building your business. So you get a lot of training about doing business online. Tells you how to do video marketing, video blogging, and that's key right now. Learning how to maximize and work video to use it to market yourself is key online. And they take you step-by-step training. So there's intensive training. If you want to know how to set up your business, what format, all business training, because this is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association. So all of that type of training is there for you. And so what you just want to do, definitely take advantage of that. But the most exciting part that I like about it, it literally provides you with what I call a marketing back office. There's the applications and tools section. If you go there, everything that's in there will allow you to structure your marketing activities. Okay, I got this project. I'm going to do my distribution and all this. So before you actually release that project, you go on one-on-one, we're going to sign up. And what I want you to do is, if you want to do the one-on-one, you go to one-on-one.com and you begin the process. But then you can call anytime to 215-921-3753. I'm sorry, 215-921-3753. Again, that number is 215-921-3753. And you can email fandom, FANDOM, at bbsvaluetour.com. So you email that, you let me know that you're on 101, and I will work with you through it. When you will be assigned an account rep, when you're assigned your account rep, you let them know that you tell them Purple Fandom or Got Distribution. You said, I learned about this through Got Distribution. And I will definitely walk you through the process. So now what you want to do at that point while you're starting your project and uploading it, you should be, you'll come on as a Black Business Builder. I want you to start organizing your activities in that marketing back office. You use the tasks. You say, okay, these are all the tasks that I need to do to get the project going. We're going to talk about doing a little marketing plan, okay? We're going to see what your resources are, you know, what you have access and access to, what are your strengths and everything, and what's your market like. And then we're going to build a marketing plan for you, a way to drive traffic. And you're going to list that in your back office. And then while you have that listed in your back office, you have an audio and video postcard service that's part of what you get back there. So you can start promoting. So your plan, so the moment, and you'll let everybody know. First, you're going to let them know when your digital release is. Tell them, get an album a day. Project will be released digitally on 101 distribution, and you want to drive as much traffic there to get your 500 points during your 90 days. And you're going to use your audio-video postcards as a tool to, as a blasting tool. You're definitely going to use that. And then based on what type of collateral and different things that you have. But then while you're already in there, there's a whole network of people there, and 99% of them aren't artists. So then you're going to do audio and video chats and conferences and seminars with them. You're going to talk about you or whatever your expertise is. You know, your expertise may be in writing. Your expertise may be in a lot of different things. You are expert at something, but you can hold, you know, conferences, seminars, whatever. You can hold it right there in that back office, and you can bring attention to the members that are there to you and your art and ask them to join you in this process of getting your getting to your digital release. Let them be part of the journey. Let them be part of history with you. So you want to use that. So you have your tasks, you have your calendars, you got your dates, you have your audio and video postcards that you get to blast out. Then you get to do internal chats and conferences internally. And you're going to just use that to just start off until you really learn how to maximize use of that marketing back office and all of those tools. So in 90 days, you should be a pro. You got your blogs and articles, all of those different things you're going to put back there. And then once you really maximize that, then you can move out and looking at some other opportunities and trainings and everything that they have to offer. But this is the strategy. First, become the Black Business Builder. Second, get your project up on movementtunes.com, and I know most of the people, it fits there. So, you know, put your music up on there. Third, you're going to go to one-on-one distribution, and you're going to launch your full project. And as you're uploading your project, because it's not like something you can do in an hour, it only takes a minute, because you have to upload all your MP3s as well as your artwork. Depending on what, you know, which plan you're going to do it, then you have to create your previews of each song, and you have to create your ringtones. So it takes a moment to do. But as you're doing that, you're going to go set up your marketing plan and get people prepared. So when you release, because you can set it up, but you release it when you're ready. So, okay, time to release, and you let everybody know. But from the time you sign on, you have 90 days. So you want to be prepared and ready to go to get 500 points with one-on-one in those 90 days. And believe me, at the end of 90 days, if you do this, you will be totally in another place. So what do you think about that, Ed?
It sounds real good. It sounds real good. And it's really something that artists, you know, like ourselves, who, you know, pretty much, you know, stay Raz roots, you know, without any outlets to get out. You know, it's providing the opportunity to do just that.
Definitely. And that's what it's allowing, you know, it's allowing you to get yourself out there but stay independent. You know, you have your independent distribution. You're getting yourself out there, and you know, and that's what you need. And to be honest, other communities do it all the time. They just don't let us in on it.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't let us in on it. They just don't let us in on it at all. So, you know, and then while you're in the midst of that, then that's when you start building more intense campaigns with the My Newsletter Builder. But you still launch everything from your marketing back office. You launch it all from there, your blogs, everything. And you can host different things in different places. And then your My Newsletter Builder lets you get it out and be able to track. And even if you may do an audio video postcard, if you don't want to launch them from your Black Business Builder, from your marketing back office, you can just take the link and put it into your newsletter builder and still have it. You know what I'm saying? And so people can click onto it, again, in there. They can click onto it. They can hear you talking. You know, you can talk a message, you know, give them a personal message, or you can put a video there, create your own, you know, video-type commercial thing. You just have so many choices of what you can do. So, again, it's about being creative, and actually doing it, investing in yourself to do it. But it really is, we're really talking overall with all three of these services. One is $14 a month. Depending on the size of your list, when it comes to e-blast services, that all depends on the size of your list. How many people you have on a list and how often you want to send things out. You know, do you want to send them out, you know, once a month, twice a month? Like if you have a list of 1,500 and you're sending out things to the 1,500 people three times a month, then you're going to have to pay for $4,500. And so whatever that, you know, that price range is. Now, Ted did say at my newsletter builder, if you contact them and if you say Purple Sandom or Got Distribution, you will get an exclusive discount.
Okay.
So that's my newsletterbuilder.com. And his name is Tim Steller, who you can contact directly at 828-232-0016, and that's extension 202. So I do suggest with everyone first, become a Black Business Builder and go to your marketing back office and let's get organized and get your structure going. And then now you're just implementing your plan. You're implementing your plan. You have support and you got a network back there as well. And then you got, you know, really accessible information about business or any different things like that that you need. But you build your structure, okay? So now I'm going here. The Movement Tunes is probably one of the simplest things because you're just, you know, you're uploading there and, you know, you upload the MP3, give them permission, boom, it's over. And then you want to, you know, you go to your one-on-one. But you want to look at your plan, you know, how I'm going to get this message out, make sure that I have my emails list while you're uploading your project. Get your email list together. Get your emails. Where are they? You know, get them uploaded because you want to be blasting them out. So get them in one place, get them uploaded. My newsletter builder, like a lot of them start off with a free trial. I think you can do like 250 starting off. But start off with your free trial because what you're doing at that time, you got to, again, get your list together, get everything uploaded. You want to take the time. That's another thing. They have categories, so many categories that you can put your names in. So you want to take the time and categorize your people. Because this, the more you do that, the more you break it down, the more you're able to identify your market. And it's something that doesn't necessarily mean anything right away. But when you start sending things out regularly, you start growing your list. Now you can go in one place and say, okay, you know what, these are my radio people. These are radio personalities. These are artists. These are people that have venues. These are people that can book people. These are nonprofit, or you know, at a glance, it's so much easier for you to be able to tell who's who. And then when you do that breakdown, when people sign up, they can click off what areas they're in. And then this way, okay, well, this way you don't have to bombard everybody with everything that you're doing. You know, if you're promoting, like say, y'all promoting Real Talk with Brothers Keepers, then you can send it to those people. You may not necessarily want to send those to venue owners and all these other type of people, you know what I'm saying? But you get to send it to the people who you know you want it, you know. If you're trying to get yourself booked, trying to get some gigs, then you know you want and try to get your music played. You want to send it to radio programmers. You want to send it to the venue owners. You want to send it to DJs. You know, now you've identified. That's what these services are really good. They're really good to help you get organized and structured and identify and to start targeting. I mean, if you're going to spend time doing stuff, might as well do it more focused. And you get a better return for the same time that you're spending. So that's really the purpose. And it's nothing new or nothing real genius that I'm saying. But sometimes you get bombarded with so much information, like we really went over a lot even here today. Sometimes you get bombarded with so much information, you're not quite sure where to start or how to start. But the strategy that we're suggesting today truly is we're asking you to start by being a Black Business Builder. And if to do that, all you have to do is go to bbsvaluetour.com and /BBB Club. That's it. Black Business Builders Value Tour.com/BBB Club. If for some reason you don't get to the BBB Club or you can't see it and you remember that part, when you go to bbsvaluetour.com, you'll see a woman holding money. That's your black business builder.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah, well, you see the woman holding the money. Just click on the woman holding the money, and you'll be there. And the reason why is because it helps you so much with your business and structure it. You will find once you get yourself structured and really using the service and get automated that you're going to increase your revenue because of that. And then you can encourage other people to become a black business builder. So if other people are like, yo, I'm a black business builder, I encourage you to do the same. So then whenever you do that, whenever somebody comes to Black Business Builders, $10 of your $14 a month helps another black business builder. So you encourage other people, eventually $10 will start coming to you. And it just and it happens for everybody. But that's just recycling dollars, and yay. Well, that's kind of pretty cool. I know I'm giving you $10, and that's helping you out, and then you passing it on, and you passing it on. They call it the pay forward or however they want to call it. But we're recycling these dollars within our community while we're learning how to be better business people.
Exactly.
At the same time, we're learning how to be tighter with our business, sharing our dollars, supporting one another, growing our own networks. And so it makes sense. And so definitely do that first. And that's mainly because of that marketing back office. And it doesn't say that. I call it that. So don't think you're going to go there and see something called your marketing back office. But it's the application and tools section in the club. Because it's a couple sections that you all actually have. Like you have your standard back office where you sign in, but then you can go into the club area. In the club area, there's more going on. But it's called the applications and tools that's in the club. And all of those tools, when you implement all of those tools, that's like having a structured business because you have a calendar, you have a task, a task tool there to allow you to list your tasks, and you have your calendars for your dates. You have your audio and video postcards. You got your audio and video chat. You have your blogs and articles and your documentation that you get to do all in that. That's just one area. And there's a whole lot of other menus there, but that's a lot of information. So that's why I kind of say sometimes you get overwhelmed. But that's why I say you start there and build the plan. Then you write out what you need to do. Then you check, okay, now I'm going to go do this today. And go do that. And we just want to make sure that on your list you're putting your music or poetry and movement tunes, and then you're going to one-on-one distribution for your full distribution. And soon, probably within 30 days, you can just go to one-on-one because you're automatically going to be put on movement tunes.
But like I said, Mr. Jackie, you have given a lot of information today, and I'm gonna definitely get started on the stuff that I've written down. And you really inspired us to really, you know, take our business a little bit more serious than we have in the past, you know, because this was an avenue that we didn't even know existed. So
I just learned about it, too. I mean, honestly, it was good, and I was working with it. But, you know, I almost fell over when I found out that one-on-one is black-owned, too.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly
now, you know, that was exciting. I'm like, oh, we got to do this. We really have to do this now. But it's a good service. So we have like 13 minutes to go, so we're just going to roll out on these 13 minutes on music. I think we've gotten everything. So I will, though, give out websites again. We are talking about we want to go to www.bbsvaluetour.com and the BBB Club. That's Black Business Builders. That's what we're going to do first. And then after we've done that, then we're going to go to www.movementtunes. I want you to go to Movement Tunes next, movementtunes.com. That's M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T UNES.com. Then, now, after that, we had www.101distribution.com, and or you can go to www.101d.com. Either one of those. So we start with the Black Business Builders. We become the Black Business Builder first, and we go use that marketing back office, and we get ourselves organized and lay out our plan. And we write down that we're going to Movement Tunes. We write down that we're going to one-on-one distribution. And then last, what we're going to go to is My Newsletters Builders. Okay. My Newsletter Builder. .com. And that's going to be, you know, our last step. But we're going to use the our Black Business Builders marketing back office to do our marketing plan and how we're going to work to get this project out and drive traffic to it. If we're doing shows, if we want to, you know, if we do want to do a postcard and let everybody know that we're here, we're on here, you know, check us out, whatever you can do virally, how, if you have your MySpace, how we're going to use your MySpace and get all those people to come aboard. And if you're on Facebook, on Twitter, how do we use these tools to actually get people to drive traffic, you know, to the project? What kind of conversations can we have to engage them so that you get your 500 points so that you can go for your retail release? And then letting people know about where you are and just all the things you're doing. You're doing shows, all these things you have going on. We're just going to, like, organize your activities and try to pull them centrally and make them work together as much as possible so you're not all over the place. You know, your newsletter builders allows you to communicate at least once a month. You probably need no more than twice a month to shoot out to your audience, but because you'll probably find a larger click-through rate when you don't bombard them as much. But, again, you get to track, you get to see your click-through rate, and when you find that you're doing a really good click-through rate, you're going to work on monetizing that. So these are all different things that you want to do. You do want to work toward getting a business to sponsor you. Partnerships, again, with visual artists, fashion designers. And then you want to partner with a business. This could be a local business. Everything doesn't have to be done on a grand scale and on a big corporate scale. You can find a good local business that has good traffic, that's your target audience, and partner with them and say, hey, I'd like you to sponsor me. I'd like to be your pet artist. And then in the net store, you guys make a deal. They have your picture. They have your image. Just come on over to bbsvaluetour.com, and you can become part of our Adopt an Artist program. And as we build that program, you will be part of it and have the opportunity to really engage people on that level and to grow your fan base. So in the webinar, everything is there. I will transfer that information over to the chat room as we roll out on these 9 minutes with some good old work. I love the blood money, so we're going to go to blood money. And then we're going to, after blood money, I think move out on some a classic change is going to come. Or either Ain't No Sunshine. And I just thank you all for being here. As always, we speak for you peace and love. This has been Got Distribution. I'm just talking about getting your project out to the masses affordable and effectively.
Do,
do, do, do, do,
do,
do,
do, do,
do,
yeah.
Do 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 do
do do do do
do
do do do
do
do
do
do
do
do
do do
do
do
do
do
do do
do
do.
Oh, makes me wonder why so many.
put your face on a dollar bill. Have you ever thought about what the dollar bill is made of? Malleable, indestructible in the permanent press cycle of my washing machine. Secrets permanently pressed beneath the seams from the heat of the dryer. Crisp, thin. I think it's skin. Skin like the skin that you're in. Perfect canvas of carbonated melanin. You trade me for food and rocks while Caucasians plot me for melanin drops in Mexico to cure their melanoma. Sarcoma of the mind. Subliminal messages traced in the bark of the acacia tree masonically by the seventh pyramid seal on the back of the bill. Synaptically cut off the mother of nations that has no sensory perception that her greatness is real. Confused by those who filleted our ancestors' outer garments to make lampshades. All for that. All for that. Dollar, dollar bill, dollar bill. For high priest papyri makers who refuse to translate esoteric truths. Colorful reminders of the thousands of youths that go missing every year, guarded by the owl in the corner. Mitigating barcode trances over the enslaved who never came across the seas in European ships, but in the back pockets of capitalists. Traded today for freedom, traded today for comfort, for freedom. Of your ancestors that you crave, circulated worldwide, so for days you may see the world from behind bars or through the perforations of green, acquiring false wealth to mask yourself in a cloak of bills like Ric Flair's. Woo! But where's the dagger in the thug swagger, sniffing cocaine lines through the rolls of your self-esteem across your grandmother's face and you ponder if she sees you for real? The next time you extract that dollar dollar bill from your pocket and it's wet, think about it. Is it her tears or sweat? Hidden mystery without a doubt. Asiatics never figure out. Teach them to fold, they're just like a book. And on the inside, they'll never look. I wonder why so many must die. Running around to now backed by gold nor silver, it's true. The real value to the bill is you. And then I heard just the other day, they got a brand new 50 on the way. I could have sworn I saw your face. You saw the silver in the face. It's on the dollar bill, yeah. Makes me wonder why so many people disappearing every year. Get their face on a dollar bill. Are you green with envy for chasing me around every night and every day? To get your face on a dollar bill. Next up, 20. Get your face on a dollar bill.